This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
This is KUT. I'm Jennifer Staten. The panels, parties, and pop-up events that have flooded Austin during South by Southwest continue for a few more days. Just as that ends, spring break begins. Time, money, ease of access are some of the factors that govern whether we participate in any of that. And if we don't, we can fall prey to fear of missing out or FOMO. You know, that fear that other people are involved in something so much more fun or better or whatever than what you do or what you have. Janice and Rock Rockman are Central Texas life and relationship coaches certified by an International Coaching Federation accredited program. They say FOMO actually has its roots in deeper feelings of insecurity.
It's a hunger that doesn't ever really get full. Mm-hmm. The more that you get, okay, at least I made this event, or at least I did this particular thing, but then you still keep looking for more. And now that we live in the world of internet and social media, we are bombarded with images and opportunities and events. But I think that it can kind of drive that anxiety and that stress up even more, because now you can see people doing things, not just, oh, look at what I did, but in real time. Like, there's so many, like, boarding the plane or walking into the event, you know. So that can become very anxiety producing for some people.
What is fueling that fear of missing out?
You want to feel significant. You want to feel that you are a part of something, that you are loved, that you are appreciated, that people want you around. You know, things like social media are driving things like fear of missing out to epic levels, because, you know, you're looking at people and you see the picture and they look happy and you get that ding, you know, such and such just uploaded a new picture. And then, you know, you open up your phone and they're at the party and everyone's smiling. But the part of it that we don't think about, even though they're smiling in that picture, we don't know what they feel like being there. You don't know how you would feel being there. Maybe they look like they're enjoying the party, but is that the right place for you to be?
Some of this discussion almost sounds like that fear of missing out could also be called fear of not meeting expectations, or fear of not living up to whatever it is we think we're supposed to have achieved or be doing at a certain stage of life.
Sometimes I think the fear around not meeting certain expectations is sort of this worry that we're not enough, or that we're not going to have a life or an existence that was meaningful. I should be doing more by now. I should have more. I should have done this. People talk about that dash, like between the time that you're born and the time that you die. And it's like, is my dash going to mean anything?
Yeah.
The fear of missing out also has an element to me that feels like not so much the fear of missing the party or not having the right shirt or whatever the case may be that you're seeing someone else have, but it's the fear of not being able to tell someone else that you have it. There's a slice of it that almost feels like the sharing of it is as important, if not more important, than whatever the it is.
Yeah, that's true. And I think that starts earlier. And I've heard elementary school students say, well, what am I going to tell my friends I did over Christmas break? Right. And they're like in second and third grade. I think there's a cultural component to it, just in terms of filling our lives and our schedules pretty early on. If you talk to many American parents, anyway, of children that are school age, if you ask them about their schedules, I mean, they have their own like agendas and their own full on. It's like a whole work life with soccer and piano and this and that. So filling the life up with so much stuff, because it's like, oh, I'm afraid I don't want them to miss this or that. So the child gets used to that, and you kind of begin to grow up and go into the world and look to continue in that same kind of rhythm so you don't miss out on anything, or so you can say you've done it.
So talking about FOMO, fear of missing out, makes me think of actually jealousy, which I think feels to me like something a little bit stronger. What is jealousy, and how does it intersect with fear of missing out?
Mm-hmm. On some level, I think jealousy is sort of a discontented state that arises from seeing something that you perceive that you don't have, that you should deserve. It's almost a little bit of entitlement in there. It's a beautiful space to be able to get, to be able to see other people live their lives and do things. I think it's kind of egocentric or a little narcissistic on our part to immediately make it about ourselves. I should have been on that boat. I should have been at South by Southwest. I should have been at that concert, whatever it is. Can we celebrate what other people are doing without making it about ourselves? Because comparison is really, really the thief of joy. Every time we compare just about, and we allow ourselves to go into that stronger feeling of jealousy, there's going to be a loss of joy there.
So if we find ourselves in a situation where we're overcome with fear of missing out or really overcome with jealousy, are there some things we can do in those moments to get back to a place of authenticity and get back to a place of just being present and realizing what's going on instead of just letting those kind of feelings and thoughts run wild?
I think one of the first things is to become aware of it. Awareness is huge. Not even that you'll immediately change it. If you can try and get to the root of what it is that you're really afraid of and then like rationalize, okay, what would the worst case scenario be in this situation? Be careful of catastrophizing. That's kind of a big one where you take one small thing, you're like, and if I don't do this, and that's going to fall apart. And if that falls apart, then everything and my whole life is going to, you know. And then also, I think being vulnerable and being honest, like opening up to people and being like, gosh, I really would like to be at this, or, you know, I hope I can make it to another one, but this is just not a good time for me.
And then to add to what Janice said is making sure you're asking yourself the right questions. And there's two ways you can do this, right? Whatever question you ask the mind, it wants to find an answer. If you say, for example, why do I always miss out on everything? Because nobody likes you, right? Your mind's going to find an answer, right? Like, it's going to give you an internal answer. As opposed to asking yourself, what is it that I'm afraid of? Different answer, right?
Yeah, so our self-talk, so if it's this self-deprecation, yes, then we're going to always try and find a reason of why we're wrong or why we're unworthy or why right. we missed out. You know, the brain has this great neuroplasticity. Mm-hmm. It's a great muscle, so yep. you can retrain your brain. And you may not completely eliminate self-deprecating thoughts, but you can certainly lessen the frequency of them, lessen the intensity of them, and lessen how long those sort of conversations, those inner conversations last. Right. So get some affirmations up on your mirror or yeah. something like, I'm worthy, I make good choices, I'll be in the right place at the right time, and I'm comfortable with who I am. Mm-hmm.
Janice and Rock Rockman are Central Texas life and relationship coaches certified by an International Coaching Federation accredited program. And we thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.